For the excellence of your name, Yah. It is a mighty and a strong name as we gather here. Your Bayat. We pray that you will move mightily in your tabernacle tonight. As we gather in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We know that your power is an excellent power and your strength is excellent. We bow down before you and honor you in the precious and mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray that your Ruach rests upon Israel here and scattered abroad throughout the nations of the world. Your seed, your call out, and your elect. We do pray, Almighty Yah, that every heart will hear and receive the uncompromising truth that you speak unto us, and that you will touch us all and cleanse us from all of our vile, unclean nature. We need you tonight, our Abba. We need your strength and assurance. We need your purpose in us, your will, to be manifested mightily. We pray for your people as they listen on the live stream of the internet. Those that will hear this message, in whatever form they may hear it, you strengthen them all, I do pray. We do pray for the strength, Brother Allen, tonight, that you strengthen him. Move mightily upon him. Yahshua's mighty name. And cause every heart to be strengthened tonight. Every mind, every desire, every purpose to please you above all things. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. And we trust you for the Teshua. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we believe you, Yah. And we trust you, our Abba, for your mercies and kindness. We know that you hear our prayers, our cries. We surrender all unto you, Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For you are excellent, our Abba. We do rock you this night. We come to worship you and to rock the daughter, our Abba. We know that the excellence of your strength, your Torah, your government, is expressed in the power and the Sodika Torah, the law of Yahshua. For in that flesh, he brought all things under subjection unto the will and the power of your Torah, that your mind may govern man, your statutes, your Sodika may be the government of all for man. So we brought you tonight. We are pleased with all that you have done. In the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, we do brought you, Abba. We bring the offering of Todah, thanksgivings, unto our Abba. Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the strength of Yahshua, the pure witness of Yah, rest upon you. Shalom. Yah barak you. You may be seated.
There are a few things that I do want to point out in Scripture. Do you want us to understand what Scripture teaches us? We may have the mind of Yahshua in the midst of great battles and opposition. For this is the time whereby the battles shall be more intense than they ever have been. And we can see the upheaval in the natural sense in the world today. Everywhere you turn, there are great battles, afflictions. We can see the mind that dominates in the world today. It is a mind that is perplexed. It is a mind that is in derision. And the mind of Yahshua is never in derision. And the reason why, because it is based upon the truth of Almighty Yah, and the identity of that mind is the power of the Torah and the significance of Torah operating in our lives. Yeshua came to fulfill, to manifest the power of Yah's Torah. And Yah's Torah, it is the power to give us the substantial need of this life. And everything that we need to sustain us, it is written in the scroll of the Torah. For if we walk under the auspice of Yah, obeying His commands, what He commands us to do, we will find the health, the shalom, we will find the fullness of Almighty Yah. It's only when we do not walk accordingly, we find ourselves in derision. We find our minds perplexed. We find ourselves in positions that we don't even know how we got there. And we try to get out of it, and we never get out of it. We tend to dig a hole that is much deeper than the one that we find ourselves in. And the only way we are going to overcome these circumstances of life, we must return to the Bereshit of all things, and that is the power of His Torah abiding in the love of Adam, man, whereby we are the people of Yah, and it is shown in our excellence of obedience unto His command. And without that, we're going to find ourselves, as I said, in all kinds of misfortunate things or mishaps in our lives. I want to show us something in Scripture. It is either the truth or it is a lie. It says in Tehillim, chapter 84. I want to read this to lay the foundation of what I want to express tonight. It says in Tehillim, Psalms, Tehillim, 84, verse 11. I believe this. It says, for Yahweh, the sovereign ruler, we do trust that He is our sovereign ruler. Yahweh does not have to answer to anyone. He does not have to answer to the host of Hashemayim. He is a sovereign ruler. He is the one that is not attached, but we have been attached to Him. But He is our sovereign ruler, says He is the sun, or He is the brightness of our day. He is the one that causes the joy of the strength to rise in our life with great brightness. He is our sun, and He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is the one that keeps us close to His bosom. And that buckler is Yeshua HaMashiach. Without Yeshua, there is no security and no one that fastens us to Almighty Yahweh. We cannot negate Him at all. And there's a great push today in the secular religious world that they use the word, quote, God. You know, God and God and God. And yet there is never an identity, even in this pagan Christendom, of the one that has given us the security and confidence of what we believe in. Without Yeshua, we have no confidence in the power of Torah. So Yah is the sun rising of our day, the sun rising even in the midst of our perplexity, and He is our buckler. Yeshua is our buckler. He is our shield. He is the one that keeps us close to the bosom of Yah. We are not going to be close to the bosom of Yah without Yeshua. You can think that you're close to His bosom, but you are not close to the bosom, the love of Yah, without Yeshua, because He is the heart. He is the manifest power of the living word of Almighty Yahweh. So He is our son and our shield. Yahweh will give favor. Yahweh will give acceptance. But that is the favor of Yahweh. How profound can it be that Yahweh will give favor and honor to Phereth? He will give favor and honor. No tough thing with Yahweh will He withhold a mana. Mana. Now that is what I want to express tonight. Mana. No tough thing will Yahweh withhold or hold back. He will not keep it back. He will not refrain.
He will not deny us, brothers and sisters. He will not hinder us, or He will not hold back anything that will cause us spiritual injury. He will not do that. No tough thing will Yahweh manha or withhold from those us with the seed of Israel, those that walk upright. Now He will not withhold anything, no tall thing, from those that walk upright before Him. Now we are in circumstances and situations in our minds that we sense that the tall things of Yah are being withheld from us. And when we look for those things that will give us strength, we don't sense them at all. When we desire those things that will be an added dimension to our lives, we can't find it. But Yah says that there is no tough thing that He will withhold from those that walk upright. Now, we must understand that. We must walk upright. It's more than just Sudika. This is Tomin. He said, those that walk correctly before Me, those that walk in the institution that I've commanded them, those that walk in the insight, those that walk in the insight of My charge and My commandments, He said, I will not withhold any tall thing from them that walk upright, Tomin, that walk in My auspicy, walk in My commands, walk in the way that I fashioned for Him to walk. Did Joshua walk in the way of Yah? Did he walk upright? He did not withhold any tough thing from Him. Now we have the sense that He is withholding things from us. And Yah will not mana withhold anything from us that will cause an injury to our growth, our spiritual and our mental growth. Now there are things that will prevent us from getting the tough things of Yah. There are things that will cause us not to receive the tough things of Almighty Yah. This is simple to understand. It has to be an explanation why the tough things are being withheld from us. And then we must identify what is tough, what is the pleasant thing that Yah intends for us to have, that it may bring pleasantry to our love toward Him. Now you have things, but it doesn't bring pleasure to your heart toward Yahweh. We have everything that we think we want this, we want that, I got to have this. But it doesn't bring this pleasantry, it doesn't make our love acceptable unto Yah. Because we find ourselves muttering and murmuring about things that Yah says these are not even classified as tough things. These are not things that He called the tough things. So when a man, when a woman walks upright, he will not withhold any tough thing from those that walk upright before Him. He did not withhold the strength that was needed for Yahshua. We can see the Navi in Scripture. Those things that were necessary for them, even Israel, when they returned back to the Torah of Yah, when they began to obey, He will not withhold any tough thing that was needed. He will not withhold judgment. He will not withhold the prophets, the Nabi coming in the midst. He will never do that, brothers and sisters. Now there is something within us that calls the tough things to be withheld from us. There is something in the lap of man that will cause the mana of the things to be withholden. And when they are withheld from you, they will cause injury. There is a lack of spiritual maturity. There's a lack of spiritual growth. There's a lack of our identity with Him because we don't understand what predicament we're in because we've been led astray by our own interpretation of things. It has not come by the Ruah of Yah. For the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, will lead the house of Israel into the path of Tzedek, into the way of righteousness. It always does. It never leads us contrary to His emet, to His truth. It will never lead us in a path that is contrary to His Torah. But it will lead us into the path of Tzedek. It will lead us into the righteous path of Almighty Yahweh. So he will not withhold anything. Yahweh will not hinder you. He will not cause you to be your spiritual growth to be hindered. He will not do that, brothers and sisters. There is something in our own personal lives that causes us hinder our spiritual growth, that we don't trust Yah with total confidence. He said, I will not withhold any tossing. That's what it says. From a man, from a woman that walks in a tomin, in a way that is upright, a way that is completely pleasing to him, a way that is one of integrity and honor unto Yah, a way whereby the mind is steadfast on the things that are above and not on the sensual things of the earth. When a man set his vision toward the heavenly kingdom vision, then Yah knows that there's an order in that man, a government that brings that man in line and in focus with what he has commanded unto Israel. And he knows what it takes for the journey, and he will not withhold no tomfing from those that walk in the complete order of his Torah, those that walk with a pure desire and a delight in his Torah. We simply do not delight in the things of Yah. We say we do, but he tells us delight ourselves. We delight ourselves in Yah, and he will give us the desires. So this is a generation that takes no delight in what Yah has commanded or set forth for this generation. This is a generation of great trials and tribulation. We do not take any kind of delight, a pleasure, that it pleases Yah that his truth is proven in us, that we will not deny him nor forsake him regardless to our circumstances, but we rely upon what was spoken in the Bereshit of things, as he spoke unto Adam, that he spoke a living word unto him, that he could trust him, believe him, wait on him, and commune with Almighty Yah. Our minds will not even allow us to commune with him. There is no communication with our Abba. You think of that. How much dialogue and communication do you have with Yahweh? How often is your mind pondering his word? How often does the word of Yah enable you and just saturate your thought that everything you think is on him? Your actions, your deeds, your motive. Yah never withhold any tough thing from those that walk upright. Tommy, that walk according to his commands, that walk in his auspicy, his purpose. David says in verse 12, Tehillim 84:12, Yahweh of Zabah of hosts, the mighty one, he says, blessed now, Esther, bless. Now, this, when Yah uses this, as I have researched this blessing of Yah, it's not Barakhu. It is Esther. It means that those that Yah bless, there is a great prosperity in their spiritual lives, in their spiritual maturity. Those that have treaty with Yah and with man. But you can see the growth and the maturity, the excellence of the Ruah, because Yah would not withhold any tough thing from those that walk upright, those that walk Tamin, those that walk completely in the order and the government of Almighty Yahweh. And so what Yah is saying, you will see the excellence of that discipline of a man's life, in his countenance, in his presence, in his attitude, in his being, and the wealth that Yah shall dispense upon him. So that man shall be Esher. He shall have the treaty of Yah. He shall have a communication with his Abba. He shall know Yah. He shall walk with Yah. He shall bestow his superb favor upon that man. That's what it means. It means, he says, O Yah of Zabah of hosts, bless Esha, bless is the man that trusts in you, that have great botak, that had great confidence in Yahweh. So the man that has confidence in Yah, he is a man that is Asha. You sense the fullness of Yahweh's happiness. As I began to research, and I'm an ignorant man, that's why, to get the fullness and understanding of what Yah speaks unto us, that's why Shaul says unto Timothy, a man we must study to show ourselves approved unto Yah, that we have passed the tests, the trials that test this true word of Yah, to see if there is a benefit to us, and see if that thing actually produced something in us. So we study to show ourselves approved unto Yah as a workman. And so what a workman does, he must dig. If you have a job digging a ditch, I recall as a young man, what are my first job, the second job I had? Well, the third. I remember the first job when I was 15. But the first job I had as an adult, an immature adult, it was a ditch digger. And you had to dig. If they wanted a ditch 6 feet, they did not have backhoes back then as they do today. You had to literally dig, and you had to work. And they did not allow you standing around. They would have supervisors, and that was their job, to make sure that you were a workman, that you were going to take the responsibility, and that what you were working for, the means, or what you would get for your labor, you knew that that was sufficient. So you had to labor. And we have to have a mind, a spiritual mind that labors. We are a people that's very lazy, so when we encounter something that we don't understand, we brush it aside, and then we try to poke on that thing, and we don't know it. It's a form of blatant arrogance, ignorance. So instead of us stopping there, getting the full understanding of that, understanding that is the most key thing of all things. We don't do that. We brush that aside, we go farther. Figure that we have understood the complexity of that, and we have not understood the complex simplicity of what Yah is trying to speak unto us. It is either that the word of Yah, it is the truth, or it is a lie. So when a man walks in the path of Yah, then Yah will not withhold any top thing from him. When that man truly trusts in Yahweh, you will see the Esha, you will see the happiness of Yah. You will see the expression of His gladness upon that one. When you don't see it, there's a reason why I'm going to show you in Scripture. I was talking to Brother Dale Deacon Horn the other day, and I was telling them about a Scripture it's in the book. We read the book, but we don't study the book. I'll show you what the Scripture says. So what a man that trusts in Baal-Tak, that have a great confidence in Yah, that he confide in Yah. His confidence is in Almighty Yah, it's not in the strength of his flesh. That man shall be Asher. He shall have the prosperity of Yah. He shall have this superior power bestowed upon him. It is not in his express verbiage. You will see it in one place, and I will show you where you will see it, brothers and sisters. You will see, because Scripture tells us where you will see this profound edifice of Yah expressed in that one's life. We can talk. Talk is cheap. You don't have to pay one nickel to talk. But the evidence of what's in us, there is a visibility to that as well. It is. So we can say things, and we can talk all we want to. Our confidence, our assurance of Yah and in Him, through the power and the veil of Yeshua, that is going to be evidence in our. It's going to be evident in our lives. It must be. When a man is Esha of Yah, you're going to see that. You're going to see that more than in his physical possessions. There's something that is greater than that. There's something that is greater. So what will prevent us, what will impede you from not receiving the tough things of Yah? I want to show us. He says he will not withhold anything from those that walk tomin, that walk upright before him. Do you all believe that? Do you all believe that? I believe that. If there is something that is impeding us and causing us, we that sense of feel like the 12 things of Yah not bestowed upon us, there is something that's causing you not to reach to that level. Well, what is it, preacher? I want to show us. Hallelujah. It says here in Jeremiah, chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5. Yah was dealing with a people. They were people of a revolting and rebellious love. They were wicked. They were foolish people without understanding of love. This is a generation without the understanding of Yah. Wisdom is profound. It is a tough gift of Yah. But above all things, we must get binah, understanding of that wisdom. So Yah is dealing with a people that He had elected. They had eyes. They could not see. They had ears. They could not comprehend. They could not even shemrak to understand, to perceive intensively what Yah says. Neither could they shemrak to observe, to see it, what Yah had commanded them. We are in that generation. We are that mindset. So He sends a Nabi unto them, and they wonder why their conditions are the way they are. They wonder why their circumstances. I want to tell us something. We can put on an outward appearance of self-righteousness, but it means nothing at all. It's what's in the love. It's what is true in a man. And you will know whether it is true or whether it is false. So Yah will not withhold any tough thing from those that walk for me upright, that have confidence in Him, that trust Him. He will eshiah, He will bless them abundantly. There will be a great blessing. There will be a spiritual blessing. There will be a mental blessing. There will be a physical blessing upon them. He says in Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 25, Yah says, you don't fear me. You don't even tremble in the presence of Yah. He says in Jeremiah 5:25, is this what it says? Your iniquities, your avon, your depravity, your wickedness, your self-righteousness, your hubris, pride, your avon has turned away these things. And your sins have what? Mana have withholden what kind of things? Tough things from who? From you. It is your own sins. It is on the poverty of your arrogance, your iniquitous ways. We don't charge Yah foolish. We don't consider what Yah is dealing with this man to say, well, why not me, Yah? So Yah says to Israel, because you will not hear, because you're arrogant, you're very hubris. You have made me a caricature. You've made me a laughing stock. You make people mock me. You cannot hear what I said. And so the things that will give you strength and mobility, I will not bestow them upon you because of your lawlessness, your total lustness. There's an order, brothers and sisters, we must obey. There's an order. Torah teaches even the young women how to deal with the elderly women. The young men how to deal with elderly men. The elderly men how to deal with the young men. Vice versa with elderly women. And it tells us. Torah teaches all that. So the things that we need are the strength and the assurance of Yah. What has Mana withheld them to cause us injury in our Ru'ah? That we question Yah. That we abandon the principles of Yah. What has? What has caused that? Your own iniquity. Your own sin. For we know sin is a transgression of the Torah. Your defiance of Yah. You trying to establish your own path and not waiting upon Yah. And you have no strength because of what? Because you do not wait. You are weak because you do not wait. That's why we are weak. That's why we are broken, because we don't know how to wait upon Yah. Those that wait upon Yah, He shall renew their strength. And because we don't know how to wait, our strength is weak. We have no sure strength today. Yah will never withhold no tough thing from you. mana to cause you injury. When we walk upright, when we walk in His government, when we walk according to His principles, when we have a desire and our delight above all things is to please Yah, He will never do that. Now, because we allow our own natural conscience to speak to us, and it began to negate the plan or the purpose of Yahweh. He has a purpose in all things. Did it please Him to bruise HaMashiach? Did it please Him to bruise Him? Sure did. To the natural perceptor, we will say that is folly. But it wasn't folly. The man of Yah is not like these little putrefied minds of ours. Yitzhak offered up when Yitzhak was ready to offer up his son. But Isaac, Abraham, we must have the mind of Yeshua. We can't offer up this vile flesh. It must be destroyed. What are we willing to offer up? Do we have the Ibunah of Abraham? Are we willing to give it all to Yah? Do we really have that? It is our sins. It is our avon, our depravity, our questioning Yah with this depraved mind we have. It is our sins that cause Yah to manha, to withhold, or the withholding of 12 things. We want to blame someone else, but it is you that has caused the 12 things of Yah to be withheld from you. You are the one. We have caused that. He says, turn back to the third chapter of Jeremiah. He says here, I want to show you something. When a man has the Esha of Yah, when he's blessed of Yah, you will see it. You will know it. He says in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3, Yah says, therefore the showers, not only is this the physical dimension of showers or rain, but what Yah said here, the prophetic influence. He says, therefore the showers, the prophetic influence of the Nabi's power to speak prophetically unto you. And when a man speaks prophetically, he has drawn that from the throne of Yah, from the bosom of Yah, and it's like a burning coal in his mouth. And when a man speaks prophetically, there's a fire that goes out of that man, that it consumes the dross in our lives. And he speaks with a profound utterance, not like a natural man. He speaks beyond the confinements of a natural man. And so Yah says, that's why there's no showers, no prophetic influence in the midst. He says, no showers. Your showers have been manah, they've been withholden. And there has been no latter rain. No latter rain. We haven't seen the latter pouring of the Ruah of Yah. We don't see the latter rain of the Ruah of Yah. Yoel prophesied that he would pour it out in a mighty way. We don't see that. He said there will be no latter rain or the power of the Ruah poured out unto you. He says, and you had a, look what he says now. He said, you had a what kind of forehead? A horse. See, begins then the forehead. He said, you can see what a man consists of. From. He said, you have a horse forehead. Metash. Now, I want to express this Arabic form of this horse forehead. It says it is in the brows. That's what it means, the brows. Now, that's what he says, you have a horse forehead. He said it is brazened. It is impugnant. And when what is brazen or impugnant, it is marked by this contemptuous and this cocky, bolden attitude that disregards. You've never done that. He said you have a horse forehead. He says in your brows, you see the brows change. The brows change. You see this brazen look. You see this contemptuous look. You see this attitude. You see the word of Yah. It's in the book. He got us, doesn't he? Certainly he has. He said your horse forehead. He said you know it's a horse forehead. He said you refuse. This is a generation that refused the prophetic utterance of Yah. And because you refuse it, you're not ashamed. You still walk in your arrogance or your pride of your whore's forehead and still think that you have sufficient, but you don't, my friend. You don't. You find one that has that whore's forehead, their brows, you watch the brows. Watch the repugnance of that one. The attitude. You watch how they disregard anything. You watch how they respond. He said, that's the way you responded to me. Everything about our lives is in the book. You can try to skate around it. You can try to skirt the issue, but it's here in the book. Yah identifies his people every time he speaks to us. And he finds us precisely in the book. And when we want to understand our circumstances, we search the book. Our sins. Because of our own spiritual whoredom, we lift ourselves up. We think highly of ourselves. We think we are the possessor of things. You're not the possessor of anything. You only possess your being, your soul. That's it. Hallelujah. And because of that, we think that we have something that we can barter with Almighty Yah. But you can't barter with Yahweh. This is a generation of a whore's forehead. You sense it in their eyebrows. You see it. You're repugnant. You can't say anything to it. You can't instruct this generation. It's a generation that will not receive the instructions of Yah. You cannot show this generation their sins and their corruption. He says your sins and your iniquity has withholden the tough things. Did he say that? Mana. You can't show this generation their iniquitous ways. You can't tell a young woman today she's iniquitous. When she defies the Torah, the order of Yah. You can't tell a young man today that his sins of his arrogance, his sins of disregard to the commands of Yah. You sit it in, you see it in their briars, in the forehead of whoredom. He said you have a whore's forehead. You see it in their metaj, their briars, their eyes, their countenance. You see it there. You can get quiet all you want to, but it's still the word of Yah. It's in the book that you're looking at. You can reject it, but it's to your own destruction. And that is why the tough things of Yah have been withheld from us as a people, from this generation. And the tough things of Yah, we may think we delight in them or we despise them. Oh, I know what we want to think or consider to be tough, or what is the tough thing of Yah. That's why when Yahshua, Yah, he says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor, he has acceptance of Almighty Yahweh. Do you understand that? And when Yah finds a wife, a bride in this house that has a whore's forehead, that it is a great thing. He can't hardly find it. Because of the whorish briars, the brows of the whorish mentality we have. We go astray from Him. We allow our emotions and our feelings to lead us away from Yah instead of leading us to the place of confidence. That we take confidence in what He says. That we have great assurance in what Yah speaks unto us. We are a generation that do not have great assurance in what He speaks to us. We don't have that kind of confidence. We can kid ourselves. It is not a time to be playing fiddle flop. This is not the time. This is a serious issue. Your sins, he says, they have withholden manna, the tough things, from you. Because of your iniquitous ways, your depravity, I'm not in your thoughts. I'm not in your mind. I'm not the purpose or the reason for your being. And you sin. You defy the Torah. When he tells you to offer up as he did, as he said to Yahushua, when they mustered on Jericho seven times, Jericho, he told them on the seventh time you began to make a joyful sound. He told Dawi, when you enter into the bayit of Yah, you come in singing and praising. We think that these things have no bearings at all. Because we have no confidence in what He says. And we have confidence in what Yahweh said, we will do what He commands us to do. And we are not pleasing unto Him because we take no pleasure in doing what He commands us. Something that's that minor and simple. to lift our hands and to brook him, to esteem him. We take that so insignificant, don't we? You can sit here like hypocrites all you want to. We don't believe him because we have no confidence in him. It is almost like a parent believing, or the parents believing their son or their daughter, say, "Mom, I didn't do that. Dad, I would never do that." And they have such assurance of that because they say, "I know my daughter. I know my son. He will never, she would never do anything of that nature." And that's the way we are with Yah. We say to Yah, "He will never, he can't do it. He is not able to do it." And he's more than able. He is. And that's why we don't enjoy the pleasures of the tough things from Almighty Yah. I'm going to point out some of the tough things of Yah, all right? And the things that Yah says, he will satisfy our mouth with what? With what? You all sing the song, don't you? Do you all not sing it? He satisfies our mouth with unpleasant things? No, that's what he satisfies our mouths with. And the mouth in Scripture is the organ whereby, or the mind, or the place whereby you receive the fruit of Yah. You diet on it, you eat on it, you digest it, you fill your belly with it. What man could speak with such profound utterance of the power of Yah like Solomon? He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 3:27, he commands us. This is the step that we, as the people of Yah, he says, withhold or minha, not tov things or tov, from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. So it is it in the hand of Yah, or his power to give unto us the tov things? And so his word tells us, as he spoke unto Solomon, do not even withhold the tov thing from those when you have power to dispense it. And so Yah would not withhold the tough things from us. He has the power to do it. And the tough things of Yah, they make our inward parts, they make our being enriched. It caused the pleasantry of Yah to fill our hearts. We will not operate with this hoarse brow that we have. Our foreheads will not be the foreheads of whoredom. We will not have a hoarse forehead. We will not at all. So Yah would not withhold those things that are tough unto us, because it is in his power to dismiss them. Now we are doing things that cause that to be withheld from us. Our depravity, our unfaithfulness unto him, our inability to trust Yah, to have confidence in him. In the midst of the bright day when the sun rises, do you only have confidence in him then? Or when the darkness began to besiege us, do you have confidence in him? When there is no shower of prophetic utterance, and there is no prophetic utterance today, period. You hear men today, there are few that speak with the utterance as an oracle of Yah to bring us and to draw us back to him, to bring us into Yah's presence whereby we may eat the pleasurable things from his right hand. But these men are not uttering the prophetic things of Yah today. Hallelujah. When Jeremiah uttered the prophetic showering upon Israel, it brought them back in remembrance what the prophet said before Jeremiah. When Obadiah, the prophet utterance, it brought them back to their forefathers, and their minds, the pure mind was stirred about with remembrance, and you will see the elders fall down before Yah. That's the power of his prophetic showering of the utterance of Yah. We simply speak by Imuna, I speak by faith, by the Ru'ah of Yah, by the Spirit. Hallelujah. To bring bread unto the feeble and the weak. And we're weak. We're feeble. We're weak and we're feeble. We're feeble people. So Yah has the power to give. He has the power to give tough things. And if it's due unto us, he will not withhold it from us, brothers and sisters. Is it not in his hands, his power? If it's due, he has the power. He will not withhold it from us. Hallelujah. David says in Tehillim, Psalms 21. This is a prayer, a sila of this gladness and profound gladness unto Yah. It is a prayer of Torah unto Yah for his mercies, his kindness upon him. He says in Tehillim 21 verse 1, the king shall joy in your strength. The king shall joy in the strength of Yah, O Yah. And in your salvation, your Yahshua, how greatly shall he rejoice. Now, if the king rejoiced in his salvation, something is drastically wrong with us if we do not rejoice in his Yahshua. Something is wrong with us. If the king abandoned all of his royalty and he rejoiced to fear wrath, he had the gilah, the gladness of Yah, something is wrong with us if we do not rejoice in his Yahshua. For it is the strength of our confidence to know that we have the salvation of our Abba. He says, you have given him his love's desire. You have given David the desire of his love, his heart. And look at this. And has not withholden mana, the request of his lips. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you joy in the strength of Yah? Do you take rejoicing in his strength to keep you, to preserve you? His buckler, his Yahshua, the assurance of our salvation. We are very morbid people. Our expression is morbid. It is not one that is lively. When a man has strength, you see it in his countenance. You see it in his presence. He said, because of that, you have not withholden, you have not manha, the desire of his love. Why? Because he has delighted in the strength of Yah. The enemy has done a tactful job to manipulate us and reduce us down to lust and creatures. Where our confidence in Yah, it is nil. We're not a people or city that sit upon a hill. And the excitement of our expression unto Yah, our tefireth, our joy, our gladness can be seen. It's one thing about a natural city, a sin city. Everyone goes into that city that loves to sin. Because the lights are never turned off. Vegas, the lights are never turned off. Even during the daytime, the lights are on. New York City, the lights never go out. And they come from all over the world just to see New York. They come from every country to see Vegas. Now that is the epitome of what we should be. We should have the light of the presence of our Abba, of his joy, that just exudes from us. We're downtrodden, we're morbid, we're lifeless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the joy of Yah is not our strength. His joy is just knowing that he is the commander of all things that ought to bring great ecstasy of joy to our life. But we don't take because we don't believe that. And so we wonder why we think the things that are tough, they're not tough. They're not the tough things of Yah. They're not. He says, for you go before him with the blessings of tough things. You mean Yah goes before him with the blessings of tough things? You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asks for life of you, and you give it to him. Not only life, but even length of days, forever and ever. Not only do your blessings go before him, not just immediate blessings, but the blessings of the future. Beracha. Beracha. It is the blessings that are the future. For a man delights in the strength of Yah's joy, he will not withhold, brothers and sisters, the tough things from us. The reason they're withholding from us, mana, is our sins. Can we see so clearly the sins of others? Can we tell others and ridicule others? But we don't take time to ridicule ourselves like that, do we? We think of our superiority, our strengths, our value. We bestow all kinds of accolades upon us, don't we? That's what we do. We don't see our disposition clearly. And so what Yah does, I will show us, I will read some from Shirach because I think it's wonderful. There are those that have experience with Yah, and He has brought them through difficulties and trials and corrections, that they may speak the profound wisdom of Yah unto you. They may show you the path and make it clear for us. Did Yahshua make the path clear for us? Did the Navis lay things out that are clear for us? Did David and this, did he make things clear for us? Does he show us our misfortunes and why we have fallen to the degree that we have fallen? Had he experienced those things? Did he fall to those degrees? Did Solomon fall to those degrees? Can the utterance of wisdom be a strength unto us? That's why he tells us that that joy of Yah is our strength. He said, man, just to know you have Yah's joy, that is greater than riches and gold. It's more valuable than all of that. But that's not how we look at it because we are carnal creatures. That's why we are so enmity against it. That's why we don't like what he tells us. That's why we fight and oppose him. That's why we always have a problem with what Yah speaks unto us. That's why we do that. That's why we get upset with him. That's why when someone tells us something according to Scripture, we become very adamant. We become, that whore's forehead shows up. Our brows begin to change. Our meha, we see it in our brows. We can't see it. Hallelujah.
David says in Tehillim 34:10, I want to read this. It's one thing, it's different between the young lion and the seasoned lion. Torah, my brother. Tehillim 34:10, it says the young lion do lack. He's in destitute, he lack. And suffer hunger. But they that seek Yahweh, do you understand that? Set their heart upon him. He tells us to set our love and our affection on things that are above. Isn't that so? But what about brother so? No, he tells you what to do. To set our affection on things that are above and not on things that are sensual, earthly. Does he command us that? He says, and those that seek Yahweh shall not like any tough thing. Those that truly seek Yah, they will not like, they will not be destitute of any tough thing. Because someone presents something as though that it is a good thing, that doesn't mean that it's of Yahweh. Can I ask you all a question? Scripture says a man that finds a tough thing, a man that finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor of Yah. You all believe that? I do believe that. And the world is full of marriages, is it not? That doesn't mean that it is a tough thing of Yah. That doesn't mean that it is of Yah. That doesn't mean that it came by the auspice of Yah. That doesn't mean that Yah commanded that. That doesn't mean that it was the right of Yah. That doesn't mean nothing at all. Because we see one married, that doesn't mean that they have a good thing. They have a tough thing. That doesn't mean that. They're probably catching more hell. That doesn't mean that. That's not the sign. You will find a man that he will have the riches and the pleasures of Yah. His appetite is full and filled in the delight of the commands of Yah. And you will see it in his presence, his countenance, the power of his ruah, his presence emanates the honor and the power of Yah. I'm telling you, same thing with the daughter of Zion. No different at all. Her honor is regarded. It is a precious honor. She's precious than the gems of the earth. We got to get it his way. We've gone after every way we've gotten it, but it was wrong. It was not Yah's way. And that's why we find ourselves in such emaciated conditions. We have no ability to praise him. Our hands are heavy. They can't go up. I'm speaking to you tonight. And I'm not missing the mark.
You're talking to me? Well, sure I am. Hallelujah. We'll not apologize. And so we're such an emaciated people, weak, no strength, no valor to fight, have to defend this. We're trying to defend our flesh and our emotions. It's corrupt. It's wicked. It's not of Yah. So the young lion, because you are young and you're ferocious and your voice is stronger than the old lion. But you're destitute, you lack. But the old lion knows the path. The old lion knows how to hunt the wildebeest. The old lion knows how to wait. See, the young one, because of his strength, they think I can go out and overtake them. That's not how it works. The old lion, through experience and knowledge of the terrain and the jungle, it knows how to hunt precisely. It doesn't waste any energy. It doesn't waste motion. It doesn't waste time. But it waits. And pants. It waits for the opportunity. Not creating it. It just simply waits. Hallelujah. So the young lion lacks destitute, but when one seeks Yah, but they that seek Yah shall not like any tough thing. Brothers and sisters, when we truly seek Yah, we will not like any tough thing. We will not like any tough thing at all. We will not be destitute. We will not be lacking. We will not be destitute. We will not be lacking of something needed. You know, Evangelist Horn would always tell us that Yahweh will always take care or supply our need. Yah will never, we will always have our need. He will always do that, brothers and sisters. They that wait. And let us learn how to wait, regardless of our circumstances. Let us wait on Yah. We must wait upon Him. I want to read this from Sirach. It says in Sirach 25, write it down if you have the Apocrypha. You can read it. I think it has a great resonance of great truth. It says, my soul take pleasure, my being take pleasure in three things. And they are beautiful in the sight of Yahweh and of men. He said, not only does Yah delight in this, but men delight in it. Agreement between brothers, that's beautiful, isn't it? Behold how tough and how pleasant it is for brethren, sisters, dwell together in unity. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So agreement among brothers, friendship with neighbors. Who doesn't want to have friendship with a neighbor? I like my neighbors around me. I like that friendship. It's a beautiful thing to have friendship with neighbors. A great confidence, great trust, an eye that cares and that's concerned. Hallelujah. You know, I may be, sometimes I may look out of my window over there. I can see in the Brother Darrell's house over there. I can see whether he's up. I say, oh, he's up. Oh, boy, him and mom in bed early tonight. It's dark in that place. I do that all the time. Before I go to bed, I may walk over there and look. I say, okay, Brother Dale, he's still up. My. That light on his room, he's up. He's up in there. I look over the other part. I say, that's dark. I look over at Deacon Horn's house when he was right there. He's still up. So nothing more beautiful than having love, friendship between your neighbors. And a wife and a husband who live in harmony. Is that not beautiful? Who doesn't want to see that? Tell me. I know I do. I want to see a husband and wife. They're such a beauty, a harmony with them living together. He says, my being, my soul hate three kinds of men. And I do too. He say, I am greatly offended at their life. A beggar who is proud. Now that is something, isn't it? I remember Sister Roberts and I were in Jamaica. I gave a tip to this man. He said, I don't want that. I said, you arrogant dog. You broke. You have nothing. I gave him 10 Jamaican dollars. He said, I don't want that. It means nothing here. That means nothing. I said, I tell you what, you coward. That's what I said, you dog. You don't have to worry about that again. I will not allow any of them to touch anything of mine. No, I got it. Move. I will not. A beggar that's hubris, pride. A rich man who is a liar has nothing like a lying rich man because he uses leverage of his wealth to abuse and to take advantage. And we that are rich in our arrogance and our pride, we're rich men, but we're full of, we're liars. That's wrong. Not just on the system, physical wealth. But we're hubris. We think we're someone. We think we got so a rich man. That is a liar. Look at this. And an adulterous old man who likes tough sense. Now, what is more stupid than an adulterous old wicked man that has no common sense? Would you want to be in the presence of any of that? I know I would not. He said, an old man who lacked the tall sense of Yah, he's a fool. He says, you have gathered nothing in your youth. And that's why he lacks the ability of Yah. Because he has not gathered anything in his youth. Young men, you must be taught. You must learn, young daughters. Oh, you don't gather nothing in your youth, you're going to be full of folly and stupidity. A young man that gathers nothing in his youth, how then can you find anything in your old age? You don't get nothing now, son. How are you going to find something in your old age? Nothing more stupid than a young man that doesn't have the ability to comprehend or to hear or to see himself. Nothing. If you can't do that now, when you get old, you won't see your old foolish ways. You won't see that. That making sense to you? It makes sense to me. That's a reality, isn't it? He said, what an attractive thing. He said, what is an attractive thing is the mishpatim of the judgment. The judgment, listen. I want to read it like it says it. What an attractive thing is judgment in gray-haired men. To have gray-haired men to make judgment, mishpatim, to judge things. He said that's an attractive and a beautiful thing. And understanding in the counsel of the honorable men. Rich experience. An elderly man has experience. Rich experience is the crown of the age. So he has something to offer. He has gold, he has gems to offer. Is the crown of the age. And their boast, now they boast. And their boast is in the fear of Yahweh. They fear Yah. So that's why they disseminate wisdom. They disseminate counsel. That's why they speak from their vast repertoire of experience. And so they speak not out of youthful thoughts, but because they have a plethora of wealth of experience. And they speak from that. That's why an elderly woman can teach a young woman how to love her husband. She knows how to. She's experienced that. That's why an older man can show a young man the steps to take in a marriage and how to walk with his wife, how to honor her because he go through those corridors. Not a foolish old man, but a wise man. A wise gray-haired man. He did not say gray-headed, but a gray-haired man that has gray hairs. You know he's been around a little bit. Hallelujah. So these things, he said, are attractive. When you find an old man that doesn't have tough sense, you're dealing with a fool. And Yah has tough sense. His knowledge is far superior than ours. So we must resort to the counsel of Torah, of Yahshua HaMashiach. We must resort to that. We cannot resort to the counsel of natural inspiration. It must be according to Torah, the book, what it speaks unto us. This is the strength. This is what produces the strength of Yah, the joy of Yah. This is what produces the waiting on Yah. And if we don't wait on Yah, we will never be renewed with the strength of Yah. You will never. There are those, I use this expression often. There are women that have waited on their husbands or men that they said they were dead, they will never be brought back, or a man waiting on his wife. And all of a sudden, and that waiting gave them strength every day. Sure it did. It renewed them every day with great vigor. Because they went for it because they know they felt like this could be the day. And all of a sudden when that hope was manifested, they would say, I knew it. They had great confidence in that. And we must have confidence in what Yah speaks to us. We are people that we like that. The society has made us a generation of microwave, instant things in our lives. And all of a sudden you get it, and after a while you realize this is not the right thing. Maybe I should have waited on that. Just waited for the bread to bake instead of the microwave bread. It's not the best bread for you. Hallelujah. The bread that the sisters bake better than the store-bought bread. Hallelujah. Much better. Much more sumptuous. It's pure bread. Hands of clean women. Not some worldly Jezebel. Hallelujah. It's right. So the word of Yah coming from a clean lip, you judge, make assessment, make judgment. It's a pure word. It should be a pure thing in your life. It should penetrate. Hallelujah. It should. Yah says to Israel, because you have cast off the tough thing, then he's going to allow your enemy to overtake you. And that's what we do. Yah has given us the Torah of the mind. He has given us the Torah of the will, the Torah of our Ruah. He has given us. Look what he says in Hosea, chapter 8, verse 3. Because they had cast off the tough thing, the enemy had overcome them. It says in Hosea, chapter 8, verse 3, Israel has cast off the tough thing, has cast off the thing that is tough, and the enemy shall pursue him. So when you cast off the thing that is tough, your enemy shall pursue you. If you delight in Yah, he will give you the desire of your love. So when you cast off the Torah, producing the desire fulfilled by Yah, when you cast that off, when you don't delight in him, then your own enemy is going to pursue you. Well, what is your enemy? You think it's just Shaitan the Shadim? It is your own carnal mind that is enmity or hates the Torah or the truth of Yah. And so your own mind pursue you. You've never lied on your bed and the thoughts were so powerful you couldn't sleep. You couldn't even respond or act because you were tied down by the thoughts of your mind. Your enemy. Sure was. Your own mind had you in bondage and chains under great suppression and depression. You cast off the tough thing. The Torah. What is the Torah? What delight in Yah. The joy of Yah is my strength. When you cast that off, then your enemy is going to pursue you, brothers and sisters. And they're going to overtake you. And they overtook Israel. Because they had cast off the living Torah of Yah. When you cast off this example that we have in Yahshua, then your enemy is going to pursue you. It's going to overtake you. And your mind is what overtakes you. Your own thoughts are what overtake you. They subdue you. And they bring you under. Hallelujah. David says here in Tehillim 27:14. Now this is how you're going to get strong, brothers and sisters. He says in Tehillim 27:14. He says, wait on Yah. Wait on Yahweh. And he tells us to be of tough courage. Chazak. And that is to allow your courage to be hardened, undefiled. It's almost adamant. He tells us to be of tough courage. And he shall strengthen your land. So we have the courage of Yah. We become resolved in the word of Yah. We're going to wait on him. He's going to strengthen your life. He will give strength unto your life. What we do, we become weak because we don't see anything materializing. Because we don't wait on Yah. When you wait on Yah, this be a tough courage. And you will know you have tough courage because that's rejoicing. There are soldiers on the battlefield in Iraq. They know that they could die today. But they have an esprit about them. And you know it's real. And there are those that are frightened, they're timid, they're afraid. And they are the ones that usually are the first one to get knocked off. That's the truth. They are. They are. But the one that is alert, he's alert of everything. That's why he responds the way he does. So let's wait on Yah. And be of tough courage. He is the one that will strengthen your life. Even when it seems as though that you're downtrodden, he will strengthen your left. You got to wait though. And be of hardened courage. I don't care how it seems. I'm going to wait on Yah. I have the courage to wait. We must have the courage to wait on Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because if we don't, then we're going to fall. I want to run through this quickly, all right? Things that Yah, he talks about the tough things. I want to show you a few of them. Tehillim. Move with me quickly. Tehillim 69. Tehillim. Psalm 69, 16. Now we said, hear me, O Yahweh, for your love kindness. And that is the kindness of his faithfulness. That is Yah's love kindness. For your love kindness is what? Is tough. It is a tough thing. It is a pleasant thing, the love kindness of Yah. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, the love kindness of Yah, his hasat, his love kindness. It is a tough thing. It's a beautiful thing to have the love kindness, his kindness of faithfulness. He will always be faithful to us. Even though we deny him, he can't deny himself. He will not deny his seed. His love kindness, that is a tough thing. We often want the love kindness of Yah. We don't want him to withhold that from us. Tehillim 119:39. David said, Turn away my reproach, my rebuke, which I fear. I fear Yah, this reproach. Psalms 119:39. I feared Yah. He says, for your mishpatim, your judgment, they are what? They are tov. You ought to want the judgment of Yah. Because it is tough. It is a tough thing. And he will not withhold any tough thing from those that seek him. And so when a man seeks him, he's going to bring judgment, brothers and sisters. You're going to be judged. He's going to bring judgment to you. Sure he is. You don't know it's the judgment of Yah. There will be those that will speak it out, and they will not be afraid to speak the judgment of Yah to you. That is a tough thing. See, that's tough too. Not only is it love kindness, it's a tough thing from Yah. Verse 71 of Psalm 119, Tehillim. My, we don't even think this way. I will read this slowly. Tehillim 119:71. It is tough. It is good. It is tough for me that I have been afflicted. Now, have any of you all ever thought that? It's tough that you have been afflicted on harm. That is, Yah brings us low. He put us down. He causes us to be downcast, to be humiliated. He causes us to be bruised. It was tough. It was a tough thing that he afflicted you. But you don't think like that. You think, well, who am I? Why should I be like this? I should have to go through these emotional strays and straitjackets. That's how you think. But he said it was a tough thing. He will not withhold any tough thing for them that walk upright. Tomin. So if you walk upright, then there are afflictions. You understand that? It is a tough thing. It was a tough thing that Yah, I have been afflicted. He have brought me to this place. Why? That I might learn your statutes. So there's a reason that he afflicts you, that you may learn the ways of Yah. We have not learned his ways well. Well, he says, so I may learn your restraints, your limitations, the order of things. So it was tough that he afflicted you, that you may learn the statutes of our Abba. Now, I know the whole house will not tell you that it's not tough to be afflicted, but Yah says it is. It was a tough thing to be afflicted, that he may learn the statutes of Yah. He says in Mishlei, Solomon says in Mishlei 4:1, in Proverbs 4:1, wisdom speaks, hear you children, the instructions of an avad, and attend kasha, be attentive, to no understanding. See, you want to understand, to be now. For I give you tov doctrine, mental instruction, spiritual instructions, forsake you not my Torah. So I give you tov doctrine tonight. I give you instruction that will work in your mental capacity, spiritual too. So don't forsake the Torah of Yah. Don't allow your flesh to abandon the Sadiqa Torah or the righteous path of Yah. Don't allow that. Because if you do that, then you're going to be in trouble. You're not going to receive the tough things of Yah. Yaakov, James says, James 1:17 and James 3:17. I'm going to close here with a verse from Tehillim. But it says in James 1:17, every tough gift and every perfect gift is from above, And it comes down from the Abba of lights, the truth of Yeshua, the wisdom of Yeshua, the Ahava of Yeshua. Those are the lights of Yah. The understanding of Yeshua, the mind of Yeshua. Those are the lights of Yah. Those are Yahweh's lights. It enlightens us. It brings us closer to Him. Every tov gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Abba of light, with whom there is no variableness, no changes, nor shadows of turning. Now he says in the third chapter of the same Yaakov Jain, verse 17, listen, this is what we need. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, is gentle, it is easy to be intrigued, it is full of mercy and tov, it is full of tov fruits. Not just fruit, but fruits is what it says. It is full of tov fruits, the wisdom of Yah, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That wisdom of Yah, it is full of tov fruit. It is full of the excellence and the splendor of Yah. When a man, when a woman has that, you will see the tov fruit of Yah in them. And you will see the greatness of its expression in them. As you all sing the song here in Tehillim 103, verse 1. Bless Yahweh, O my being, my soul. And all that is within me, bless His Kadosh name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgives you of all of your iniquities, what has caused the tough things to be withholden from you, mana, is your iniquities. So Yah forgives you of all of your iniquities. He cleanses you of all of your iniquities. Who heal you of all of your sicknesses, your mental diseases, your physical. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowned you with love, kindness, and tender mercies. And He satisfied your mouth with tough things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. See, when Yah satisfied one's mouth with tough things, then that youth, that expression unto Yah is renewed like an eagle. That's what it's like. Then it soars above. It gets above every circumstance, every trial. It soars above. See, it is the tough things of Yah that satisfies us. What? His judgment is a tough thing. His love kindness is a tough thing. Hallelujah. Those are tough things. He will not withhold them from you. His wisdom is a tough thing. So He satisfies our mouths with tough things so that our strength is renewed. Our youth is renewed like an eagle. And we get up beyond the trials and the perplexities and the afflictions of this life. I'm going to stop there. May Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you all tonight. May the word be strength unto you. May He cause your heart to rise in the fullness of His strength. May Yahshua be the light of the promise of Almighty Yah. For He is the Abba of light. Shalom, shalom. Yah barak you all. In all things we do barak you our Abba. All your people, I pray, those that were listening tonight, barak them all in Yahshua's name and give them all strength. We ask. In Yahshua's name, Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Yah barak you all.